耶稣基督早晨。
Good morning, Lord Jesus.
感谢神。
I thank God.
我哋而家三个冬令会已经报名啦。
It's time to register for another year at the winter conference.
而家我要沟通呢，就系教上个次个冬令会个一啲感触。
What I'd like to share is some sentiment I had from last year's winter conference.
感谢神。
I thank God.
上次的冬令会给我一些感触，孙国道弟兄讲的哥伦多后书4:18。
I had some thoughts concerning what our brother Godwin Sun shared with us last time from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所看不见的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
因为所看见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
在冬令会的成根分班沟通时，我曾提过一个小问题。
During the small group time, with the morning devotion, I had asked this question.
人身上看不见的是什么？
What are the things in this world that are not seen?
有一位圣伯罗诺的姐妹是害心灵。
One sister from House of God in San Bruno shared that it is the spirit.
我说的是思想，人的思想是看不见的。
And I gave some thought to it, and that even man's thought itself is unseen.
所以呢，我们要顾念思想。
So we have to be mindful of our thoughts.
现在我又有一个小问题。
Now I also have this small question.
有一位身体健康的青年和一位病重的老年人在同一条路上赛跑。
There are two.People on the race course together, a young, strong person and one who is gravely ill.
一开始老年就摇摇领先。
At first, the elderly one who was ill was far ahead.
一转眼呢，已经看不到他的身影，只见到一啲小黑点了。
Very quickly, no longer can the trace of his form be seen, but just a speck way afar.
再一眨眼咧，连小黑点都睇唔消失咗。
Very quickly after, even his speck far ahead cannot be seen.
因为老年人已经跑到他的终点。
Because the elderly has finished his course.
年轻人咧，仲仍然喺嗰度原地踏步。
For the young, strong person, he is still stationary at where he began.
我想请问大家这两位比赛那条路哈，叫做咩路
？I want to ask everyone on this course that these two were on, what is this course called?
有冇人回答
？Anyone will answer?
冇人回答呢？我话那条系天堂路。
If no one answer, I say this is the heavenly way.
我哋基督徒走个天堂路。
This is the heavenly way for those who are Christians.
今年1月2号，冬令会结束，回到家后。
This year, when the last year's winter conference ended on January 2nd, and I returned home,
我为一次前半生在世界的道路上转到那条天堂路的过程。
I consider for myself as I live this life on earth how I was translated into this heavenly way.
依家在冬令会里所见所闻所思所想。
And I consider all that I've seen and heard and all I thought from the winter conference.
把他们汇集起来，写了一篇稿，大约3000字。
I gave some thought to this matter, and I wrote down these thoughts about 3,000 words.
然后呢，我寄去中信邮刊。
And I mailed this article, these thoughts that I wrote down to CCM.
两个多月后呢， 兩個多月學生姨妹咧，中信打電話俾我。
Two or three months later, I received a call from CCM.
佢話有把嗰封個寄翻俾我。
The caller said, I will be receiving my article back.
我知道嗰封信唔合格噶啦。
I thought to myself, then what I wrote in to them was not qualified.
所以我回答對方。嗰篇稿如果唔合格，掉咗算了。
So I told the caller what I wrote in. If it's not meet for your standard, just put it in the shredder.
请佢哋寄翻嗰几张相片俾我。
I had sent in some photos along with that. I asked them to return those photos to me.
对方竟然说：你那封信已经录取了。
The caller in fact told me otherwise. That in fact they accepted my article.
我问。既然被录取，为何有寄翻俾我呢？
My question to the caller then was that if my article was accepted, why would you be returning it to me?
而且你哋点对照啊？点排版啊
？I asked, and how do you edit it, and how would you lay it out if you return the article to me?
对方是，嗰篇稿已经输入电脑。
The caller told me that they have already inputted my writing in the computer.
将原稿寄翻俾你留念。
They will return my original for keepsake.
但系你不可以再投到第二度去。
On the condition that I cannot try to send this article to another publication.
我回答对方是，我知道对方个意思，所以我回答。我明白，一稿不可两投。
I understand what the caller meant, so I answered. I understand that I cannot send my writing to other places as well.
有两个以后的六月九日。
Two months later, on June 9th,
中信又打电话俾我。
I received another call from CCM.
系一个女人声。
It was a woman caller.
她好亲切地叫我朱大兄。
With a very personal greeting, she called me Brother Chu.
我又请教咗她个姓名。
I asked for her name.
佢姓王，名叫佢叫 Helen。
Her name was Helen Wong.
佢叫我准备纸笔。
She asked me to have pen and paper ready.
佢又为我写个篇稿，补充四点。
She asked me to write down these four points to supplement my article.
可能开始问。
Then she began to ask.
第一点，你信唔信耶稣死后复活？
The first question she asked if I believe that Jesus died and also was risen from the dead.
我回答是。
And I answered,
耶稣为你和我罪钉死在十字架上，第三日复活。
That I answered and told her that the Lord Jesus was crucified for me, for you and me on the cross, and he was risen on the third day.
圣经里有记载。
And it is recorded in the Bible.
咁佢问我第二点。
Then she asked me for point number two.
为什么你去咗教会，好耐先至受洗？
She asked, why was it that I went to church for a very long period of time before I decided to be baptized?
我回答。
I answered,
我哋个教会好严。
I said it's very strict where I worship.
起初是一对一的教导。
Before it was a one-on-one teaching.
逐步加深。
And gradually it will increase.
最后呢，还有一本就是基督里长进的书。
Next, then we would be sharing on the book Growing in Christ.
我说因为我在基督里长进的成绩比较慢。
I said because my progress in Growing in Christ is rather slow.
所以呢，迟咗几年先至受洗。
Therefore, I was delayed a few years before I was baptized.
Helen 又問我啦。
And then Helen continued to ask.
你係邊間教會啊？喺邊度啊？喺邊個牧師啊？
Where do you worship? Where is your church that you gather at? And who is the pastor?
我其實回答。
I answered accordingly.
係三藩市聖地加。
House of God in San Francisco.
聖地加裡未有牧師。
There is no pastor at House of God in San Francisco.
有兩位長老領導。
It is led by two elders.
同埋執事帶領。
Also with the deacon.
Helen, Helen 問我，Helen 繼續問，第三點最終係乜嘢原因令到你感動而受洗。
The third question she proceeded to ask was then, what is the reason that moved you finally to be baptized?
我回答。
I answered.
是前輩們的領導，以及他們無私的付出精神令我受感動。
I answered, it was the elderly brethren before me that continued to lead me and guide me, and their unconditional example in giving and leading that moved me.
可能佢轉變咗問題。
Then Helen shifts to another question.
佢話：我問嘅唔係人事方面的。
What I'm asking is not concerning with the people.
而是係邊一段聖。邊一段經文令到你感動而受聖主？
My question is intended to ask what passage, a scriptural passage, move you that you decide to believe in the Lord.
我回答唔出啦。
I cannot answer.
我只係變說話，聖經裡令我感動的經文太多。
I just very smoothly said there's just too many Bible passages that move me in the scriptural passages.
我一時又記唔起係邊一章邊一節。
Now I cannot recall which Bible verse exactly.
好啦，佢哋又繼續問啦。
Then Helen continued to ask.
第四點。
The fourth point.
關於你兒子的部分，要請你補充一些。
The part concerning your son, can you clarify?
我想想咧。我又唔知點補充啦。
I thought to myself, I don't know what to clarify in that portion of the writing.
所以我前口對Helen說。
So I asked Helen.
Helen 姐妹啊，我一時諗唔起點補充。
I said, Oh, Sister Helen, I just cannot think of how to supplement that part.
我想請你。我想請你根據我嗰篇稿個中的情節，講多
啲。I'll just ask for your advice in reading my writing and the flow of it.
幫我張三，以你的經驗，他將會俾我補充。更充實美滿。
Based on your expertise and your experience in reading, and I will allow for you to edit that part.
可能好想法呀，佢答應咗我的請求。
Helen was very quick to respond and agree to my request.
我真係好感激佢。
I'm very thankful for her.
佢為我上了一課，仲有啲，可能最後咧，佢加咗一句。
At the end, Helen added these words.
不過咧，還需得到主邊個認可。
Whatever I fill in for you, I still need to go through the final edition with the chief editor.
好，感激佢幫我上咗一課。
I'm very thankful for this lesson she went through with me.
以下呢仲有 好多对话，仲有人打电话嚟俾我听，但系怀疑时间个问题咧，我想唔再讲啦。
Actually, there are other callers and conversation. What I prepared, I'll just skip that part.
感谢神。
I thank God.
荣耀归于神。
And I give glory back to God.
多谢。
即係我琴日翻去，我同 Maureen 講。
Last night when I went home, I told Maureen。
尋日晏晝翻去，我同佢講，我話如果神帶領我咧，我聽日想交通以弗所書二章十九節。
And I mentioned to Maureen that if the Lord leads, I will share on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
我唔单想交通系神家嘅人，我想同弟兄姊妹一同交通神家嘅事。
Not only do I want to share on being a member of God's household, but also the matters of God's household.
昨晚当去圣伯罗诺聚会嘅时候，一听弟兄讲呢段信息嘅时候
，And yesterday in San Bruno once.After we heard our brother's message,
我就知道神希望将一个感动喺我心里摆得更深。
That the Lord had placed this burden in my heart.
弟兄唔单单去交通得非常非常嘅仔细。
Not only did our brother share very detailed,
叫我得到好多嘅帮助。
It gave me great help and great enlightenment.
我哋教会啱啱系一同读过以弗所书。
And we here just finished reading Ephesians.
但我因为好似同一啲儿童服侍啊，其他嗰啲班嘅弟兄姊妹一样，因为我喺福音班咧，所以我冇办法同弟兄姊妹一同睇呢本书啊。
But because of other various services, I was not able to really enter into the Bible study with brothers and sisters.
但我感谢主，我记得喺呢几个月嘅入边，弟兄们喺讲台上讲咗五次六次关于以弗所书嘅交通。
I'm very thankful that the brethren on the pulpit has shared on the book of Ephesians 5 or 6 times.
上个主日，弟兄又同我哋有第一节。第一章到第六章一同重温以弗所。
And last Sunday, our brother shared, reviewed, summarized our from chapter 1 all the way to the end.
我相信大家都记得弟兄好重嘅一点就提醒我哋，我哋唔系净系读呢本嘅书。
And one of the points our brother shared was that we not simply just read this book.
我哋真系藉住以弗所书，我哋要知道。神要喺我哋身上所得到嘅，要我哋所作嘅。
But through this book, what is it that the Lord wants from us?
弟兄特别好似讲到日行一善，我记得好清楚。
I remember clearly our brother shared about doing good, doing a good deed a day.
唔系话真系做一啲人看为好嘅事。
And that's not simply just to do something that people will see and say that's a good deed.
因为人认为好嘅事系我哋应该做嘅。
Because to do these such things, these good deeds, is something we ought to do.
系我哋嘅本分。
That's what we should be doing anyway.
神要我哋做嘅系神认为好嘅事。
What we need to do is what God deems as good works.
我哋都系再读一次以弗所书第二章。
Let us turn one more time to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们都是 从十九节开始读。
We'll begin with verse 19.
这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是同圣徒同国，是神家里人，神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督 为自己房角石。
Verse 20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主嘅圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
22节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神藉住圣灵居所的所在。
Verse 22, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
昨天弟兄交通得很清晰。
Yesterday our brother shared very clearly.
什么是神家里面的人?
What is it to be a member in the household of God?
神家。
God's household.
神在这个家里面有什么期望?
What are his expectations of one who is in God in his household?
昨天上午，我哋喺教会度长老执事有啲嘅交通。Yesterday
afternoon, the elders and the deacons had some fellowship.
我哋都交通到我哋成家好多嘅事。And
we fellowshiped on many of the matters within the household of God.
如果 大家都記得剛才我們抹掉聚會之後，弟兄就提醒我們今天的午餐和以後的清潔沒有人簽名。If
we recall after bread breaking, our brother reminded us of some of the after lunch duties of cleaning, that there were some empty slots.
這些是神家的事。These
are the matters of God.
我哋每个主日，我哋嚟到神嘅家，我哋一同敬拜，我同一同喺度敬拜，我哋系赞美我哋嘅神。And
each week we come together in the house of God and we sing and we worship and we praise our Lord.
我哋都知道我哋嘅主日系分别为圣嚟归还俾神。And
we know that we are all to be separate for God.
我哋嚟到神嘅家，我哋敬拜，我哋查经。 我哋午中午嘅时候，我哋一同享用我哋嘅午饭。When
we come together at the house of God, we worship and we have Bible study and we have lunch together.
我哋人真系得到供应，我哋得到满足。We
are fulfilled and we are satisfied.
我哋嘅生命又得到快乐。And
we have joy within our lives.
昨日弟兄就问我哋一句。And
yesterday our brother asked us one question.
神喺佢嘅家中。
Does God receive his rest in his house?
我们很多时候我们很时时为我们的抹饼聚会祷告。Oftentimes
we'll pray for our bread breaking service.
我们真的信愿我们的主耶稣他的劳苦的功效得到心满意足。
That we really do pray that our Lord would gain satisfaction from the labor of his work.
他付了这么重的代价,救我们回来。
That he paid such a heavy price to save us.
他应该得到这个感谢和赞美。
That he ought to gain this praise and this thanksgiving.
没错。
True.
但真的,当我们回头的时候,我们想的时候,我们为了神家的很多的好微笑,很小的事, 我们没有在神面前的求,这是我们很大的亏欠。And
then we think back that we forget to, we lack prayers for the minor, the smaller details of God's house.
如果我们在抹饼聚会的时候,神在我们当中得到满足。
That if the Lord gains satisfaction during our bread breaking service,
我们感谢主。
Then we thank the Lord.
但当我们在我们的一日的聚会的结束，我们的午饭以后，
But if after lunch is over, during our after lunch,
如果我们想神在我们中间，
and we think the Lord is still, his presence is among us,
神都是站在我们那件壁布板面前的时候，
and he's standing in front of the bulletin board,
他看到有这么多空缺，没人摆上，
he sees that there are so many empty slots, no one has offered,
神会不会在我们中间得到安息?
Would he have peace? Would he have rest among us?
我记得我上一次 我都係交通過交通到呢節嘅聖經。
I remember in the past I've shared on this passage.
我講到我哋屋企。
And I mentioned within my house.
我哋因為愛，我哋可以做好多嘅嘢。
Because of love, we can do many things.
我哋啲兒女，我哋啲孫輩，我哋佢哋根本可以唔做任何嘢。
That our children, our grandchildren, they need not do anything.
我哋冇任何嘅抱怨。
That we would not have any complaints.
因為愛，我哋咁擺上。
Because of love, we're willing to do it for them.
但神真係俾我哋睇到，神真係俾我再一次睇到。
God really once again has shown me.
神家同我家係其實係兩件事。
That my own household and the household of God are two separate things.
我哋時時話我哋係一家人。
Oftentimes we say we are one family.
冇錯，我哋係一家人。
True, it is. We are a family.
但係我哋依個家係依個神嘅家。
But this family, this is God's household.
頭先我哋讀過，神係我哋嘅房角石。
And we just read that Christ, God Himself, is our cornerstone.
如果喺我屋企，我可以唔做任何嘢。
At my home, I can do. I can choose to do nothing.
我可以，我太太为我一切做晒。
And my wife can do everything for me.
我都可以叫我啲女儿、我嗰啲孙嚟帮我做。
I can ask my daughter, my granddaughter, my grandkids to do it for me.
因为呢个喺我屋企。
Because this is my house.
但喺神家。
But in the house of God.
神家就系唔同。
It's different.
神家系神系我哋嘅房角石。
God.Is our cornerstone.
我哋每一个人都系一同被建造喺呢个身体入边嘅。
We have all been built up, by Him into this body.
即系求神怜悯我。
Lord, may the Lord show mercy upon me.
即系愿意真系睇到我哋喺神成为神家嘅人系应该摆上。
To remind me as a member of God's household, how I need to. Put in my part.
即係好似上一次弟兄同我哋交通到以弗所書第四章一樣。
Just as our brother shared last time, Ephesians chapter 4.
保罗去劝佢哋。
That Paul encouraged them.
佢话佢用咩身份去劝啲我哋一条睇睇。以弗所書第四章第一节。
That he reminded them. What position that Paul had.
他說我為主被囚啊，勸你們。
That I, a prisoner of the Lord, implore you.
既然蒙召行事為人，就當與蒙召的人相稱。
That you walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
昨天的弟兄同我們交通到以弗所書十九章，我們成為神家的人的時候。
Yesterday, when our brother shared on chapter 2, verse 19, as members of God's household,
我们是蒙了一个很大很大的恩典，我们可以成为神家里面的人。
That we have received such a grace that we are called members of His household.
我们本来是外人。
We who were strangers, outsiders.
我们同神无份无干的。
We had no part, we did not know God.
但我们今天竟然可以成为神家的人。
But today we are members of His household.
圣经话，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的人相称。
And the Bible reminds us that since we have been called, we should walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
我哋今日蒙恩成为神家的人。
Today we have received this grace and become a member of God's house.
我哋行事为人，应该与我哋所蒙。
That we need to walk in a manner that's worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
在神家有很多神家的事。
That within the house of God there are many matters.
我们见到很多的肢体，无论是年长或者年幼的。
We see many members, whether they are elderly or they are younger.
他们当他们聚会之后搬台。清洁物台嘅时候
，When we see them clean the tables and move the chairs and tables，
我哋心入边真系满咗喜乐。
We are filled with joy.
我哋大家都相信主喺我哋依度得到安息。
That we do believe that God can gain His rest here.
相反。
Conversely.
用我喺我哋个屋企，我哋自己就可以知道，如果遇到咁嘅事嘅时候，我哋都可以明白神嘅心系咪可以得到安息。
We'll see in our own households if we had that same situation, would we be able to, would God be able to gain His rest?
真系神愿意藉住以弗所书。
May God through the book of Ephesians
叫我哋真系体会到我哋今日蒙咗几大嘅恩，可以成为神家嘅人。
Allow us to see what such a wonderful grace that we have received.That we are considered members of God's household.
叫我哋行事为人，与所我哋所蒙嘅恩相称。
That we will walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling which we have been called.
叫我哋真系关心神家嘅事。
That we would care for the matters of God's household.
我哋知道。
You know.
当我哋一同喺坐喺台度食饭嘅时候。
Well, we're here together, seated, having a meal.
我哋知道好多个肢体为我哋摆上好多。
We know that many members have already put forth much.
我哋要存住一个感恩嘅心。
That we would have a very thankful heart.
喺神嘅面前领受。
To receive it in front of God.
当我哋食完饭之后。
And when we're finished with our meal.
我哋仍然存住一个感恩嘅心。
That we would still have this very thankful heart.
我哋彼此要一同服侍。
That we would learn to serve one another.
我哋唔单单话，我哋话唔想将啲重担摆喺某一些嗰啲嘅肢体嘅身上。
And not simply just to place all the burden on a few members.
其实我哋真系要让神喺我哋中间得到安息。
We really want to have God be able to find rest among us.
因为我哋系神家嘅人。
Because we are members of God's household.
因为神用了好重的代价将我们买回来摆在他的家中。
God has paid such a heavy price to place us within His household.
求神怜悯我们藉着很短的几句圣经就叫我们真的愿意将我们行事为人与我们所蒙的人相称。
We just pray, have the Lord have mercy on us to remind us that through these very short passages that we would be ones who walk in a manner that's worthy of the calling with which we have been called. These are not just a spiritual knowledge for us. This should be our life, our spiritual life. That truly God may receive rest within His household.
我最后补充一句就是弟兄琴啊去讲到。
I want to add one last thing that our brother shared, mentioned last night.
他摸着我的心。
It really touched my heart.
他说神曾经这样叹息。
That God had such a sigh.
天是他的座位。
That,
地是他的脚凳。
That heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool.
何处是他安息之处
？Where is a place of rest for him？
神找他的安息之处。
For God to find His place of rest，
他将他的儿子为我们摆上。
He gave His only Son to take our place，
付咁重的代价
，to pay such a heavy price，
将我们成为神家的人。
For us, in order for us to be a member of His household,
在神他的家中
to be in God's house,
他是不是应该在我你我的身上找到他的安息
Should He not be able to find rest among us within His house?
求神怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
时间过得很快眨一眼就又到年尾了
of another year.
咁啊， 今日我冇同阿朱弟兄爭咪。
Today I was not grabbing the mic with Brother Chu.
咁咧就點知咧前兩日就同佢一齊飲茶。
I had some dim sum with him a few days ago.
佢啊突然間同我講嘅話，我呢個禮拜要交通。
On that morning, he told me that I plan to share on Sunday.
已經寫定曬啦。
I wrote it all out.
我好啊，你要交通。我都想有少少想交通喎咁。
That's great. You want to share? Actually, I have some thoughts to share as well.
佢話你今次唔好同我搶麥。
And he said to me, "Well, don't fight for the mic with me."
我話你唔講咁長咪得咯。
Well, as long as you keep it short.
我希望今日能夠講七分鐘到十分鐘之間。
I just want to share for about 7 to 10 minutes today.
因為而家年紀大咗咧，記性係差曬。
So now as I'm getting older and older, my memory is fades away more and more.
嗰個排列，嗰個記性排列嗰數字都調轉曬有時都。
Actually, even in the listing of the numbers, I get all confused.
所以求神憐憫。
So I ask for God's mercy.
我嚟到美國又係講自己嘅。
Speaking about myself when I'm in the U.S.
眨下眼幾十年。
I've been in the U.S. for several decades now.
最我最幸福嘅就係能夠信到主耶穌基督。
What the greatest blessing is that I can come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
呢個係我唯一嘅成就。
This is the only one thing which I've gained.
冇其他事比佢重要。
There's no greater thing of greater importance than this.
就算用好多錢同我賣，我都唔會賣俾你呢個神。
If someone were to offer me a great excessive amount of money to exchange for this, I will not.
今次我交通係應該係最後一次。
This may be my last time that I share.
希望係今年。
For this year.
但係好難講㗎嘛，係咪啊？啲時間過得咁快。
But it's hard to say because time goes by so quickly.
或者以後仲有機會。
Perhaps I still have opportunity in the future.
因為我九年前已經死咗㗎啦，應該就。
Because in fact I had a brush with death 9 years ago. I should have died.
朱弟兄就大我九年㗎嘛。
Actually, Brother Chu is 9 years my senior.
但係佢嗰啲思想組織咧，仲好完美啊！頭先我睇佢寫啲字啊，咁即係啲字句啊，仲好有層次。
But I see what he wrote down his sharing. Actually, they're very, very organized and it's very well layered.
九年前我嘅層次就好厲害嘅。
Now 9 years ago, I can say the same thing for myself.
即係佢而家，即係我而家咧就。嗰個思想組織咧完全崩潰，可以講。
But I can say there's just a complete breakdown of my layout or just my thoughts and the sequential thoughts I have.
幾十年前嘅事咧，我都仲記得。
I can remember things from decades ago.
但係最近咧，你嗰頭講完咧，我就會唔記得嘅。
But with my memory, how it works now is if you told me something short a while ago, I would just quickly forget.
所以希望弟兄姊妹包容。
So I do ask brothers and sisters to pardon if that is the case.
關於我信耶穌嘅一件事，一定要講嘅。
There's one matter that I must share concerning how I believe in the Lord.
聖經嗰度講得好清楚，佢話係神嚟救我哋嘅。
The Bible tells us very clearly it is God who have came to save us.
唔係我哋去揾神可以得著神嘅。
It's not that we went to seek God out and that we're able to gain Him.
完全係神隻手去嚟拯救我哋先。
But it is completely by the hand of God that comes to save us.
咁啊，講翻50多年前嘅事。
So over half a century ago.
咁我嗰陣時咧就係。我好中意聽嗰啲音樂咧，就係好憂傷嗰種嘅。
I like to hear the type of music that I like to hear is the very ones with the sad melody and the lyrics.
我嗰陣時係17、18歲左右。
I was in my teens, about 17, 18 at that time.
大家都知道我打球。
And everyone knows that I'm a soccer player.
然後我周圍去。
And I travel all around.
去到每一個地方咧，都買一隻最優傷嘅唱片。
And everywhere I go, I look for the record that is most sad in the song, sorrowful song.
唔理係印度歌又好，越南歌又好，咁我都中意嗰啲憂傷嘅。
So regardless of the language, whether it's in Vietnam or in India, I just like those sorrowful songs.
嗰時咧，唱片公司喺門口唱嗰啲唱片咧，我一聽到嗰只歌咧，我就即刻馬上買咗佢。
In those days, they will play the song outside the record store, and when I hear a song that I like, I will immediately buy that record.
咁喺香港嗰時咧，就曾經有一支歌咧，就喺中國傳過嚟嘅，就係印度歌嚟。
There was a song that was from China in Hong Kong, but it was actually an Indian song.
嗰首歌叫應該莫蓮同阿 Wilson 都知噶啦，中國嚟。叫做拉茲之歌。
And so that's the song's name. It's the song of from India that Maureen and Wilson might know since they're from China.
佢裏邊嘅內容就叫到處流浪。
The lyrics of this song is that there is a wanderer who's all wandering.
講到一個人無家可歸，到處流浪。
This song is about a man who is wandering with no home.
係我最中意嘅一張唱片嚟嘅。
It's actually a record that I really like.
所以又係唱到全部都識唱。
So I know the whole song.
咁啊，另外最後。我又聽到有一首歌。
There's another song that I heard.
但係比呢首拉茲之歌仲更加好聽。
Actually, this other song is even I like it even more than this Indian song.
係憂傷到不得了嘅呢首歌。
This second song is very very sorrowful.
我唔知佢啱唔啱不過。
I don't know what it means, though.
因為佢個名叫拉茲之歌。
Because the song's name is someone's name, the song of some person.
講錯，係哈法拉基拉。
So that's the song's name.
係以色列話嚟嘅，可能係希伯來話。
It may be Hebrew. It's actually Israeli song.
咁呢首哈法拉基拉咧，咁咧就。我已經幾十年冇聽過噶啦。
Actually, I haven't heard this song for over decades.
成首歌我識唱曬。
But I can sing the whole song.
咁就到我太太去咗一間以色列人開嘅公司度做工。
When my wife went to work for a company that was opened by a Jewish person.
咁佢個老闆咧就結婚。
During his her owner's wedding.
咁就因為我聽呢首歌係好憂傷嘅，傷心到流淚嗰只嘅，一聽就。
For me, when I heard this song, to me it's very sorrowful in the music. So when I hear it, I would weep.
咁啊，阿 Pat 個即係我太太嗰個老闆咧，就結婚咧就唱呢首詩歌，嚟唱呢首歌。
But at my wife's owner's wedding, he was playing this song.
佢哋係好開心嘅，原來係好開心到咧，即係將個人咧，佢哋結婚嘅時候咧，以色列人咧就將個新郎咧就坐喺一個呢啲座椅嗰度咧，然之後咧成班人咧就將佢舉起嚟，一路唱呢首詩歌，一路舉起佢嚟慶祝嘅。
Actually, it's a very joyful song for Jewish people during the wedding. They celebrate by putting the bride on a chair, and all the people would lift the bride up on the chair and sing and celebrate with her on the chair.
佢將個新郎成個舉起咧，就一路唱呢首詩歌，同埋咧就一班人圍住咧就拍掌一路唱啊。
They would lift up the bride in the chair and. Carry her around and clap and rejoice and sing during this time.
我就即係發覺點解咁奇怪咧？原來我唱嗰首詩歌，原來以色列民歌嚟嘅呢首係。
So I thought this is strange. Oh, I found out then the song that I knew was actually a song from Israel.
佢非常之開心嘅，係慶祝嚟先唱呢首詩歌。
It's actually a song of joy they sing during celebration.
而我聽到呢首詩歌咧，就流眼淚。
But when I heard the song, I would cry.
咁啊，又過咗12年啦。
Another 12 years passed.
以色列人嗰啲女咧，就生咗個，佢係生咗個仔一個女，兩個仔一個女。
Then this couple gave birth to, they had some children. They had three children, two girls and a boy.
但係個老闆個大女咧就12歲咧就要慶祝㗎啦，即係慶祝佢係話屬於大人啦咁。
For the Jewish people, when they turned 12, at that time they were celebrating at the bar mitzvah because at that time they would be considered an adult.
咁啊，上兩個禮拜咧就請我同我太太去參加佢個 party。
Just a couple of weeks ago, they invited Pat and myself to the party.
佢哋又唱呢首歌，就將個女咧就坐喺張椅嗰度，升起個女，就係咁跳舞圍住氹圈跳。
Again, they sang this song and they lift the daughter seated on the chair and they would go around singing and dancing, clapping, singing this song.
嗰個 party 應該係有80人咁上下啦，六七十人。
70-80 people at the party，actually 200 people。都幾多？actually 200。咁就佢又圍住喺度跳舞。They surround her and dance。佢個老闆啊，同我比較熟啲嘅，佢啊佢就又坐上張椅嗰度又跳。Her boss was actually more familiar with me，so he was also dancing。咁
咁咧就係得我哋三個中國人嘅啫嗰度。
There are three Chinese people.
另外有一個中國人咧，就係個老闆嗰啲親戚嚟。
Actually, the other Chinese person there was a relative of Pat's boss.
咁多人都喺出邊跳啦，我就喺出邊喺度睇。
Everyone out there dancing, but I was just only looking.
我好唔好同埋佢一齊跳咧
？I thought, oh, should I dance with them as well?
咁啊，有啲禱告。後尾咧，佢哋另外有一個朋友咧，係佢老闆個朋友嚟嘅，就佢哋帶個仔一齊去打波嘅，就識得我。There
was a friend of the boss who had a son that is a ball player, and so we knew each other. They knew me.
咁我啱啱喺禱告緊嘅時候咧，就我心諗我又信咗耶穌，又因為佢嘅以色列人係耶穌係以色列人嘅，係我哋嘅救主亦都，咁我就即係咁樣情況咧，我想出去跳。
I thought to myself, since I believe in the Lord Jesus and the Lord himself is Jewish, and under these situations for me, I thought I should go and join them and dance.
咁我朋友咧就突然間走埋嚟，咁啊同我一攬攬住我，咁就拉埋我走咗走埋出去一齊跳。
So this friend I was mentioning earlier, he came to my side and he actually just put his arms around me and pulled me out, and then we were pulling me out to dance together.
雖然我聽呢首歌係傷心啊，但係有一種傷心之中裏面有一種力量咧，我都唔知點解邊度嚟嘅，就係雖然流淚，但係開心嘅。
So I mentioned when I hear this song, I would cry. So I would don't know where the strength came from. When he pulled me out, there's still strength and there's tears of joy.
因為最後我都係同咗佢哋一齊跳。
So I went along with them and danced along.
咁後尾咧就。 我有佢個老闆嘅電話，同我傾偈嘅有時，我就問佢《拉茲之歌》，唔係《拉茲之歌》，《哈法拉基娜》呢首歌係代表咩意思啊？So
later on, because I had the phone number for Pat's boss, we talked on the phone and I asked him what the title or what this song is about.
佢話好啊，我叫人同我查佢嗰個歷史係點樣嚟嘅呢首歌。
So he said, I'll look up the history of this song and I'll let you know.
因為呢個老闆，我教佢仔踢波，所以佢比較熟啲。
Now I'm more familiar with his boss because I had taught his son some soccer techniques.
佢啊願意即係同我 check 咗之後咧，就係佢係 阿 Pat 清楚啲，不如等佢讲几句关于呢首歌嗰个。
Maybe I can ask Pat to share something about the song. She knows a bit more about it.
讲翻转头，我真系好感谢神咯，即系能够信到耶稣系。是因为以色列人，是因为主耶稣基督是以色列人，是神的子民，所以很奇怪，就是那首歌就令到我今天是信到耶稣呢，就是完全是神的带领，是神来找我，不是我去找耶稣。
So、I'm very thankful for the Lord saving me.
如果阿 Pat 願意交通嘅，就俾佢交通；如果佢唔願意，就算數啦。
So, because he came to seek and save me, not that I sought him out. So I don't know if my wife will share a bit about the song.
More, 我就唔明白佢點解聽到嗰支歌會咁憂傷。但我聽到嗰首歌，我就覺得係好開心嘅，即係啲音樂咧係好。即是你想想人家结婚同埋啲有咩庆祝唱呢首歌，你就想就知道係应该好开心啲首歌。
I don't know why Tony would weep when he hears this song, because the music actually is very upbeat, and even you can realize that when there's celebration marriages, they would use this song. So I don't know why he would find it very sorrowful to cry.
啱礼拜五嗰日我喺公司食 lunch 啦，咁嗰个老板突然间走嚟揾我，叫我有冇笔，有冇纸。
On Friday, I was eating lunch at the store, and my boss came over and told me to have pen and paper.
我都莫名其妙，我唔知道原来 Tony 打电话俾佢。
I was wondering what was going on. I did not realize Tony had given him a call.
咁啊，佢讲俾我听话 ，Tony 打俾佢啦。咁啊就讲呢首诗歌，系呢首歌嘅。哈弗勒基娜嗰首歌嗰、那個，即係嗰個起源係點嘅
？So he explained to me the story that Tony had given him a call to ask him for the source, the origin of this song, Ha Fa La Ki La。
呢首歌咧係有一個喺一個喺會堂裏邊，即係佢哋嘅猶太人嘅會堂裏邊係有個 rabbi 啦，有個嗰啲老師，另外有一個叫 cantor。是那些即是专门唱那些诗歌的那些人。
The story is that in the synagogues where the Jewish people would worship, and there's the rabbi, the teacher, and also the cantor who is actually the singer.
他写这首诗歌那个 cantor 的名字就他的名字叫做 Abraham Idelson.
That was one who wrote this song, Abraham Idelson.
他是在1882年出生。
Abraham was born in 1882.
在1915年写这首歌的。
He wrote this particular song in 1915.
实在这首诗歌 他的意思就是说呢是 Let's rejoice, let's be glad.
The song of this,
就是很开心的。
To rejoice and to be glad.
另外仲有一句说话，即系话叫啲弟兄起嚟，即系好开心去即系庆祝，系佢哋将会回归到去佢哋嘅故土里边。
This is also a song of encouragement for the men that they would be going to return to their homeland.
喺1948年5月14日嘅时候咧，你大家都知道。即是猶太人回歸回去以色列 的地土啊，的故土。
We know in 1948 in May, May 14th, that the Israel returned to their homeland.
即是復國，他們復國那個日子啊。
That was when the nation was restored.
在聖經裏面，以賽亞書同埋呢個撒加利亞同埋呢個但以理書都有提到。
In the Bible, there is mentioning of these events in the book of Daniel and also in Zechariah.
即係佢哋神將佢哋擊打，將佢哋分散到去去到即係列國去，即係將佢分散曬。
That it was God who discipline them and scatter them throughout all nations.
即二千年，二千年之後就將佢哋即係歸回。睇下先，唔係二千年啦，如果睇下先，千幾年之後咧，就將嗰啲漁民咧歸回翻去佢哋嘅國土。
And from almost 2,000 years, God would let the remnant return back to their homeland.
即係神係即係將佢擊打，但
係
又將佢哋歸回。
Who struck them, disciplined them, but also God who have brought them home.
所以呢首歌嘅背後嘅意思咧，實在係最緊要嘅嗰、那個重要嘅意思就係話佢哋會將會歸回翻去佢哋嘅國土。
Therefore, the very important thought behind this song is that one day they shall return back to their homeland.
所以佢哋嗰首詩歌裏邊所講嘅全部都係話即係。根本成首詩歌都講嚟講去都幾句就話let's rejoice, let's be glad.
Actually, the song is very simple. All the lyrics are repetitive and just of encouragement to rejoice and to be glad, be happy.
即係我嘅重點就係話神嗰個預言咧，就一路喺度，即係據講啊喺。聖經裏面有1800幾個預言。
What of importance to me is of the significance is the prophecy that is fulfilled. Now those who study the Bible say there's over 1800 prophecies in the scriptures.
已經好多已經係實現咗㗎啦。
And many of those prophecies have already been fulfilled.
而家其中呢一個係好緊要嘅，即係講。猶太人歸翻去佢哋故土，而家嘅呢個時候係已經係逐漸係好多好多歸回。
And the most significant one is the fulfillment of Israel returning to their homeland, and many many are continuing to return.
特別喺歐洲法國嗰度係特別多嘅。
Especially in Europe, in France, many are returning.
我主要嘅即係當時嗰個老闆講俾我聽嘅時候，即係最主要就係呢首歌嗰個背後嗰個喜樂，就係佢哋歸回故土，歸回佢哋故土。
As my boss was recounting to me the significance of this song, importance of it is just the encouragement of their return to their homeland and the gladness and the rejoicing.
交通你
我唱几句俾大家听啊。
Now I'll just sing you a few lines of this song。
想跟住阿 Wilson 弟兄交通嗰、那个啊《使徒行传》，我哋读啊第六章第一节。
Want to follow up on what our brother Wilson shared? Let's turn to Acts chapter 6。
啊，《使徒行传》六章一节。啊，那时门徒增多，有说希利利话的犹太人。向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒就叫门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，你们当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他管理这事。
Acts chapter 6 verse 1. Now at this time while the disciples were increasing in numbers, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables." Verse 3. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of these tasks.
当人增多嘅时候咧，当初教会咧都同我哋一样啊，喺呢个饭食上边咧就出现咗一啲嘅问题啊。当然我哋嘅问题同佢问题唔一样，但系总系咧就有问题。
So in the early church, when the numbers were increasing, there just like us, there were issues with during lunch the meal times, but it's different than what we face here. But it was there were nonetheless problems.
我哋琴日開會嘅時候就講到我哋嘅飯食會後清潔就有好多問題存在。
So we mentioned yesterday in our fellowship and our meeting that there were actually a lot of issues that arise from that after lunch cleanup.
問題呢或者係要學習嘅功課呢有好多。
And from these, there are many lessons that we can learn.
我哋又發覺呢唔係講對唔對啊，就發覺有啲人包啲飯盒翻屋企喎。
And so we're not saying whether this is right or wrong, but we notice that, oh, sometimes there are members who wrap up the food and take it to go.
咁就睇需要啦，係嘛？如果有啲孤寡嘅，佢真係需要嘅，應該要包翻去。
And we look at it according to need. Perhaps there are some that are widowers or alone that they need this food.
如果話誒屋企冇人食啊，我又包翻啊俾屋企人食啊，咁就貪心啦，係嘛？又唔應該啦。
Or if you were to say, oh well, I'm going to take it home for my family members, then that might be a little bit selfish.
咁如果係嗰日剩咗學煮完剩咗好多冇人包返去呢又唔掂喎，咁要包定唔包呢，點樣包呢，真係好多問題，係咪？
So, but what if on certain days there's too much food left over and nobody takes it, then what do we do?
咁會發臭㗎嘛，係咪？
Then they'll go to waste, they'll actually rot and decompose.
咁呢個一個問題。
Then this also is another issue.
咁仲有人呢攞嘅時候呢可能成一次，咁仲有啲人未食喎，佢又去攞第二次喎，
And another issue arises. Sometimes people haven't received their first serving, and someone is coming for their second helping already.
还有啲咧，就系我要多啲餸，我又要食菜，我唔要餸，有啲我要餸，唔要饭吓。
And another issue that we've seen is someone more of the meat and the vegetables, less rice, or someone more rice and less of the vegetables.
搞到不飯嗰啲咧就係好頭痛啊。
And it becomes an issue, a problem for those who are serving the food.
嚟到呢度咧就變咗好似點菜咁，唔係將就求其填飽個肚啊算數係嘛？
Then it becomes a matter of a preference and not so much just to have a meal.
但有啲又實在佢有身體需要喎，佢糖尿佢唔食得飯嘅喎，你唔可以咁樣係嘛？
ButIn fact, some cannot eat too much rice because they have diabetes, so you cannot say to them, no.
我又見到有陣時啲人啲飯啊或者餸啊甚至細路仔啊明明好好食㗎，咁佢食唔曬就倒曬落垃圾桶嗰度，又就係神所賜嘅食物唔應該咁倒曬落去嘅。
And we've seen a lot of wastage as well. For some of the younger children, the kids, they take a few bites and then they don't eat it and they waste it and they throw the whole plate away.
家長唔知有理定冇理，我哋又唔知道啦嚇。
So we don't know if the parents are mindful of that.
食飯嘅時候仲有小朋友有冇整污糟地氈啊？家長要理噶嘛，係嘛？好多問題啊，真係嚇。
And there are so many problems, even with the carpet and the cleaning of the carpet. If some food falls, do the parents pick it up for the children?
我諗咧，如果揾你嚟講咧，你仲見到會有好多唔同嘅問題添。
And if we were to ask you, you probably seen even more problems and issues yourself.
仲有咧，每人嗰個嘅嗰個 feeling 啊，即係嗰個感覺都唔一樣嘅啊。
And all the different feelings that arise from these issues is different for each person.
有啲人又唔講得咁啊，講咗下次嬲咗你啊。
Some you cannot bring it up. Perhaps they will take offense and you won't be in speaking terms anymore.
所以我哋要知道咧，我哋點解有呢個嘅飯食啊？呢個飯食係咩目的啊
？So we need to know what is it? Why is it that we have a meal together? What's the purpose?
我哋完咗之後咧有一同有呢、這個午膳咧，其實我諗大家都知道，我哋想大家都留低，我哋可以彼此認識有一啲交通。
And I do believe that everybody knows that the reason we have the meal together so that we can know each other and have some fellowship time with one another.
因為有陣時大堂聽到分班又分咗唔同組。啲組別嘅弟兄姊妹你都唔認識啊，有啲有困難有需要嘅或者有福音朋友，我哋需要去認識啊咁所以就盼望我哋呢個飯食咧，主要嘅目的咧就唔係為飯食啊。
And we know that during the meeting we all meet in one big group, and when we have Bible studies we separate into different groups, so we may not know one another, everybody within the church. And the purpose is so we can get together and to have fellowship with one another.
嗰個飯食咧就係次要就唔係我諗大家知道啦，呢度冇九大鬼噶嘛，係嘛？我哋只不過嗰日暫時能夠 填飽我肚，唔肚餓咁就算啦嚇。
And we know the food is secondary. It's you're not here at a feast. We're just here so we are not going hungry.
啊，咁我目的咧就係彼此能夠有交通。咁我哋又唔學。如果彼此有交通咧，我哋就盡量唔好淨係自己屋企就坐埋自己一圍嚇。我係想去認識別的弟兄姊妹嘅。
So we know the purpose is to have fellowship with brothers and sisters. So your goal, not necessarily so you can sit together with all your family and your friends.
我知道咧，啊，香港有啲聚會啊，佢哋啊都係午市，但係佢哋冇咁大地方去出街食嘅。
And I know in some assemblies in Hong Kong that it's not so many people and they actually go out.
唔係冇咁大地方啊。
They don't have enough space, so they go out to eat.
啊，咁佢哋去茶樓嘅。
So they go to a restaurant.
佢哋就規定嗰啲年青人咧，就要同老人家一齊坐嘅。
So they ask their young people there to sit with the older folks.
啊，點解？因為香港要去攞點心啊嘛，老人家點攞咁？即係年青人要去咩啊？攞點心服侍老人家嘅。
Because in Hong Kong, you have to go and get your food, your dim sum. So the younger folks have to go help the elder ones to go get their food.
嚇，咁啊，我哋又冇咁嘅規定啦，係嘛？
And we don't ask this of here.
所以我哋啊好多嘅情形咧，都你话点处理啦吓
？So there's so many different situations. How do we handle it all?
啊，仲有咧，有时有啲啊福音朋友嚟吓。
And sometimes there are gospel friends.
或者第一次次嚟嗰啲啊。
Those who are come for the just once or twice, first few times.
啊，嗰啲心灵又系好脆弱嘅吓。
And they're very sensitive, very fragile.
啊，我哋就去抢住落啦。
And we see, oh, we run up and grab the food.
佢哋嗰啲就好唔好意思嘅。
And so they feel a little bit awkward.
啊，我哋如果讲得啊唔圆滑咧，佢会觉得咧喺度啊攞饭食咧系攞救济饭咧，唔知道啊嘛，系嘛？攞福利饭，唔好意思嘅。
So they're not sure what the how to get the purpose of the food, what they're
佢哋嚟到食饭，佢以为系食人哋嗰啲福利啊，啊或者我好穷啊，所以教会俾饭我食啊，唔好意思。
Oh, so they're not sure what the purpose is. Is it a free meal? So they're not comfortable or not. They're not sure whether or not they should go up and get the food.
系嘛？咁所以你遇着各种唔同嘅情况咧。新嚟嗰啲你又要照顧下、安慰下、拉佢留低、嗌佢食飯，咁我哋先有機會傾啊嘛，係嘛？又同我哋又唔一樣，所以好多唔同情況嘅。
So many different circumstances. We, for those who are here the first few times, we have to invite them and have them come and sit down and join us for the meal.
有啲人仲以為要俾錢嘅，係嘛？我話我哋唔收錢嘅。
And some think, well, we have to pay for the meal, and then, but we tell them no, we do not accept any.
所以咧，對於唔同嘅人或者熟咗弟兄姊妹，可以教導嘅處理方法，全部都唔一樣。
So it's all everything is different from how we handle it to the brothers and sisters and everything.
即係冇一條嘅規矩話呢個 rule apply to all 咁唔得嘅嚇。
There's no we cannot have one rule that just applies a blanket rule that applies to everybody.
對於我哋喺主裏邊耐啲嘅，可以大家坦白啲，好似咁樣擺開嚟到交通嘅。未好係嘛？對一啲人咧又唔得嚇。
And for those who have been in the Lord longer, you can be a little bit more honest and open and say things how they are. But for some others, it may not be the case.
無怪乎一張圖啊！點解要揾聖靈充滿嘅人嚟管理飯食？如果聖靈充滿，叫佢上講台講道啱啦，係嘛
？So that's curious. That's why they need to find somebody that was full of the Spirit and wisdom to arrange for all these. Things. You should, if you think, oh, if you're full of the Spirit and wisdom, you should be speaking on the pulpit.
是吗？因为实在需要神所赐有聪明智慧来到处理这个事的。
But in fact, you need wisdom and spirit in order to handle all of these matters.
我们不可以说用一种方法就好像律法这样来到处理这些事。
And we cannot just use one rule and say, and use it as a law to handle all of these matters.
啊、我哋睇一節嘅聖經嚇。
Let us turn to a passage in the Bible.
加拉太書第五章第二十二節。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22。
聖靈所結加拉太書五章二十二節。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Verses 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
所以是因为圣灵结了一些性格出来，这些人有智慧处理这些事情，不是用律法来到处理一些事的。所以我们回去刚才读这个《使徒行传》第六章第三节，就是讲到你当中选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满的人，有智慧充足的人管理这些事。
And it's because of the fruit of the Spirit that it's been, this fruit has been born, that they're able to handle these matters. That's why we go back to the Acts chapter 6 verses 3, that they needed to find someone that was full of the Spirit and full of wisdom to handle these matters.
但呢无论如何，我们这些我们自己有缺陷被提出来，我们就学习
But no matter what it is, if there are shortcomings, that they need to be brought to our attention so that we can have, so we can learn.
我一同学习不要浪费神嘅俾我哋嘅食物。
That we would all learn to not waste what has been provided by the Lord.
虽然好似对我哋嚟讲系我哋冇负想嘅但系如果喺我哋自己屋企嘅时候咧，我哋都唔愿意话成一大碟咁就倒咗去，系嘛？
That we would not be wasteful, even though we wouldn't do that at home if we would just take a few bites of something and throw the whole thing away.
即当系自己个家嚟到喺家里边咧，嚟到爱自己嘅家。
That we could treat the household of God just as we would treat our own homes.
系嘛？咁你屋企你唔会话整到个地毡污糟邋遢啊嘛？你都唔会噶，你梗系要爱锡自己个家噶。
That we know at our homes, we would not just throw things around and not clean up. We would love our homes.
总的来讲就以弗所书里边所讲的，叫我们什么？在爱里边来到行走，在爱中来行事。
That just as it tells us in Ephesians, that we would walk and walk in love.
我们彼此相爱，人呢就认出我们是主的门徒。
That if we love one another, then others would see that we are followers of Christ.
怎样样来到彼此相爱呢？
How do we love one another? How do we love one another in these matters?
我们不单只是有份享受这些午膳。
Not only do we have a part in enjoying this meal, these meals.
我们都来到爱我的弟兄姊妹。
That we can also, through this, learn to love one another.
爱弟兄姊妹就住咩？服侍弟兄姊妹，就爱我的弟兄姊妹。
And through serving one another, we can love one another.
所以我哋话我哋服侍上边有缺陷我哋需要学习摆低我嘅自己摆上我哋自己嗰份。
That we see when there are shortcomings, there are empty slots. During cleanup, then we would learn to be able to offer up ourselves.
唔系每一个人都净系要得一啲享受却冇将自己嗰份要付出。
That we would not only be ones who are to enjoy, but also be ones to offer up.
喺各人嘅家嘅里边咧，头先第一交通就按每一个家都唔一样嘅，有啲屋企咧就老婆做晒嘅，有屋企咧就老公做晒嘅。
We know that in each person's household, it may be different. That some households, the husband does everything. Some households, the wife does everything.
但喺神嘅家嘅里边咧，就按神家嘅规矩嚟做事。
But in the household of God, we would do according to God.
神家嘅规矩系咩规矩咧？
And what is the rule of the house of God?
神家嘅规矩咧就系咩？爱。
And that is love.
系啊，从爱里边去做嘅。
And that we would do things out of love.
我哋冇规定你一定要做嘅话，你唔做，你喺屋企里边唔做，你都唔做，唔系你喺屋企唔做，你嚟到呢度或者你都会做。如果神带领你嘅话，去爱弟兄姊妹。
There's no rule that says you have to do this or you have to do that. You maybe don't do anything at your own house, but you come here out of love, you would do it.
我哋盼望咧，我哋因为我哋其实一个大方向就系。五善咧係帶領我哋，俾我哋一個機會咧，我哋多一啲彼此認識、彼此交通。咁但係咧，會大顯身出一啲我哋人嘅問題。我哋就用著聖經嘅教導我哋嚟到好好嚟到學習
And we know that the purpose of the lunch is so we can have fellowship and get to know one another. But problems arise sometimes. But these are lessons that we can learn through the Spirit. So I'll end my sharing from our brothers.
Our brother shared with us from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 yesterday of the household of God.
昨晚弟兄是从以弗所书2章19节那里讲到神家的人。
And near the end of our brother sharing last night, when he shared about this point, is that the planning which God had throughout, even before the foundation of the world, in order to save each one of us, to make us of His household, is in itself a great deal that God had to forbear with each one of us.
咁喺佢交通大約完結嘅時候。 咁佢就交通到就係神喺創世以先要計劃使我哋成為佢家裏面嘅人，就係呢一件嘅事情，就係一件係好偉大嘅事情。
And knowing full well each individual situation of us, he has tailored, divinely orchestrated our salvation the way that will lead us to him.
咁佢係因應著我哋每一個人嗰個背景嘅唔同，佢係親自嘅，係為我哋每一個人預備嗰個救恩，要我哋成為佢家裏面嘅人。
Indeed, this is his amazing love, not only to love us so long before we know, but even in our individual coming. To know him has been divinely orchestrated by him.
就係佢係愛我哋每一個人，就係我哋每一個係嚟到能夠認識主，都係神親自嘅，係喺佢自己嗰個計劃裏面，係要我哋每一個人係相信佢嘅。
And just as the hymn says very concisely, how blessed the hand that guided and the heart that planned and the hand that guided. Indeed, our web of time he wove with love and judgment.
第幾首？532首。詩歌是講到，就是那個為我們預備的手，是……
I'll bless the heart that planned and the hand that guided, indeed, our time web of time he wove with love and judgment. 532首, I bless the hand that 第三節。
佢領我嘅手段係何巧妙，佢嘅計劃係何純正。
And the first two lines, with mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove.
佢以憐憫和審判織成我嘅年代。
We cannot thank him enough.
我哋實在唔能夠獻上足夠嘅救恩嚟去，足夠嘅讚美嚟去感謝佢。
Not only he saved us individually, but he made us of his household.
他不单止是每一个拯救我们，他也是使我们成为他家里面的人。
And the point our brother was sharing with us, being of his household.
弟兄跟我们交通的，是作为他家里的人。
Was that God is looking for a place of rest.
就是神是一直寻找他可以得安息的地方。
In fact, our brother shared that the trouble and headache, the sorrow that we give to God to bring us into his house, he's asking for trouble, because there was already peace and harmony and love in the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. But he would be even willing out of his love to extend that to us, knowing full well we are those rebel sinners who would give him all this headache and trouble.
神是在很有安息的地方，就是他们三位一体的神里面那个互相那个的和平，但要因着神的自己的爱，他是将他的爱是延伸给我们这一班，是顶撞他的罪人，所以他实在是将他的爱是带过给我们。
So if the Lord love us so, even me, and love us so in this way, ought we not to also love one another?
既然神是何等的爱我们的时候，我们不是应该是爱其他人吗？
In 1 Timothy chapter
3, verse 15, 前书第三章第十五节,
Paul says, But if I tarry long, I write to you, so that if I tarry long, if I delay, you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
提摩太前书第三章第十五节, 倘若我耽延日久，你也可以知道在神的家当怎样行, 这家就是神永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
That's right. So there's two things. One is this house of God is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里讲到这个家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
The other part is so that we may know how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
第二部分就是你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
And later on it tells us about the mystery of godliness.
之后第十六节那里讲到敬虔的奥秘。
And the matter of godliness is very simple. It's just to be like God.
敬虔的奥秘其实是很简单的，就是要像神。
It goes on in chapter 4 to tell us that we must exercise godliness, which is profitable unto all things, having the promise of this life and the life which is to come.
在第四章那里讲到我们要锻炼敬虔，因为这个是有今生和来生的应许。
That we must exercise godliness to be like God.
我们要锻炼敬虔，我们要锻炼像神。
And our brother already shared with us from Galatians chapter 5, to be like God is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control.
弟兄都交通到像神，就是要被圣灵充满，要有圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
As we deal with our brothers and sisters and others, do we exercise the likeness of God in those areas of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control?
当我们去应付其他弟兄姊妹的时候，我们有没有用这些果子来对待他们呢？有没有用仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实？
Now, our brother mentioned many practical situations, and I'm sure we have seen that and much more, and we may be those who are the ones knowing full well that it's me that our brother is speaking of.
刚才弟兄是举出了很多实在 我哋五善嘅所見到嘅例子，我哋聽嘅時候亦都可能好誠實嘅可以講係我哋就係嗰一個。
Those are just the manifestation, the outward manifestations of the actions only manifest what we lack.
呢一啲外表嘅行動實在係顯露咗我哋裡面嗰個缺乏。
If in the house of God, our brother mentioned, the law which we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God is love.
咁頭先弟兄交通道喺神嘅家裏面嗰個規矩就係愛。
If I love God,
若果我係愛神嘅話
，then I ought to love my brothers and sisters.
咁我就應該去愛弟兄姊妹。
And I ought to love the house of God, not only speaking of this physical building, but even more so the house of God as the household of God, thus brothers and sisters.
咁我哋亦都要去愛神嘅教會，唔單止係講到呢一處呢一個嘅會所，亦都係講到神嘅家就係弟兄姊妹。
So when we using our the examples we raised, so when we sign up to serve,
所以舉一個例子，當我哋去簽名去服侍嘅時候
，And if we look, our brother share is at the end of the year already.And our brother also mentioned that if the Lord was to look at the bulletin board and see the lack, the empty spaces there, he would not be pleased. He would not be able to find rest when he sees such lack of himself in his house.
咁弟兄亦都交通到若果主就係企喺個壁布板隔離去睇呢個簽名表見到嗰度咁多空格嘅時候主實在係得唔到安息。
Because there is lack of himself in his house.
因為喺佢家裏面係缺乏咗佢自己。
As we sign up to serve, do we sign up? What is the motive? Do we sign up because we are serving in an area that is easy, that is comfortable, that I'm familiar with, or do we sign up because of love, because of obedience to God?
當我哋去簽名去服侍嘅時候，我哋係咪因為所簽嘅服侍係我哋做慣咗做熟咗係容易嘅服侍嚟去簽，定係因著我哋係聽從神嘅話去因著愛嘅緣故嚟去簽呢？
So we've recently studied Ephesians.
我哋啱啱係讀完咗以弗所書。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所書第四章。
In God's house, there are many things, but these two things cannot lack.
在神的家裏面有很多的事物，但是有兩件事情是不可以缺少的。
Our brother already shared on love.
弟兄已經交通了，第一件是愛。
And when we read in Timothy, it is that it is the house of the living God is the foundation and pillar of truth.
剛才我們所看到提摩太前書那裡這家就是永生神的教會就是真理的根基。
The house of God cannot lack love and truth.
神的家是不可以缺少了愛和真理。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
以弗所書第四章第十五節。
But speaking the truth in love.
是要用愛心來去說誠實話。
The thoughts that our brother share, are they hard to hear?
剛才弟兄所交通的是不是很難聽呢？
I give a very practical example.
我舉一個很實在的例子。
We can share this because we speak the truth in love and we are of the household of God. We're brothers and sisters.
我可以這樣跟大家講，因為我們是是弟兄姊妹，能夠用愛心來去說誠實話。
when my father called out hymn 274.
当头先我爸爸系点要唱呢首诗歌274首嘅时候
I had the thought in my heart to skip to stanza 4.
咁我嘅心里面就咁谂就想叫就净系唱第四节。
Because that is not an appropriate hymn for him singing.
因为嗰首歌喺麦饼聚会唱唔系咁适合。
Our brother mentioned that after bread breaking.
咁弟兄就喺麦饼聚会之后就咁样同大家交通。
Would it be hard for us to hear such words to us? Maybe admonishment.
咁我哋听到呢啲嘅交通嘅时候会唔会觉得好难受咧？
I shared with a brother recently.
我最近同一位弟兄交通。
Said, you know, we've been singing this song twice. During bread breaking, it's not really appropriate.
咁我哋喺麦饼聚会都唱过呢首诗歌两次，实在唔系咁适合。
He says, I know, my wife already told me.
咁呢位弟兄就讲，我晓得，咁我太太都咁样同我讲。
Are we able to speak the truth in love?
咁我哋能唔能够係用爱心嚟去说诚实话呢？
If we are on the receiving end of these words, are we able to receive them in love?
当我哋係用去听呢啲嘅诚实话嘅时候，我哋能唔能够用爱心嚟去接受呢？
But speaking the truth in love that we may grow up into him in all things.
係用爱心说诚实话，係凡事长进。
All things.
凡事。
May we edify one another, speaking the truth in love, so that we may grow up in all things, all these very small, trivial, practical things.
咁实在我哋系藉住我哋用爱心嚟去说诚实话，我哋能够互相勉励，我哋能够喺凡事里面无论系小事都可以喺呢啲嘅事情里面长进。
Grow up in all things unto the head, even Christ.
系凡事长进。连于元首基督。
That's the direction.
呢一个就系嗰个嘅目标。
And the last verse, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
系最后一句，系全
变，
系
变叫
变。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
The body of Christ will increase when it's edified in love.
基督嘅身体就会因着我哋喺爱心里面互相联系就能够增加出嚟。
And may the Lord find rest in his body, in his house.
愿主喺佢自己嘅身体喺佢家里面得着安息。
When it is built up in love.
当呢个身体系因着爱嚟被建立嘅时候。
The same love which the Lord loved the church and gave himself for her.
呢一个爱就系主对我哋嘅爱，因着呢个爱佢系为教会系献上佢自己。
May we encourage one another.
愿我哋都互相勉励。
Let us sing a hymn 365. 好多时候我哋嘅人生嘅道路，人哋就话操纵喺我自己嘅手上边。
Oftentimes people say that my life is in my own hands.
我有乜嘢嘅？嘅雄心大志，我就照着嗰个雄心大志去生活去处理。
That if I have any ambitions in life, that I will go and I will take care of them.
但系今日我哋信咗耶稣嘅人
，But today we who believe in Jesus，
我哋愿意话将我哋自己奉献俾主。
We would say that we would are ones who would offer ourselves up, consecrate ourselves for the Lord.
意思就系咁样嘅意思，即系话以后嗰一个主权系从 你的身上边移过来，交到去主的手上。
Meaning the authority in your life has been given to the Lord Himself.
故此，我哋的前途，我哋的计划应该是按照着主自己的意思来到进行的。
Thus, our plans, our future, should be according to the Lord's way.
既然主是说我们将身体献上，这个是理所当然的，将身体献上当作活祭。
And of course, we know that we should offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
咁我哋所行所作
，all that we do and we say，
都系要由主嚟到管理。
It would be under the authority of our Lord.
正如呢一首诗歌365首
，just as this hymn 365，
亦都喺主面前有一个咁样嘅祷告。
It's a similar prayer before the Lord.
愿意将这个拣选的权柄再交返在主的手上面。
That the authority of our choices be given back to our Lord.
所以当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，你就看到诗人他的一个心意，其实也都应该是我们今天的心意。
And we'll see as we sing, the heart of this hymnist should be the heart that we have today.
好，牧请姊妹同我哋弹一篇，咁我哋起身嚟唱。
Let's listen. We'll have our sister play it once for us, and then we'll stand and sing.
365.
Hymn 365.
唱晒呢五节，然后弟兄姊妹按照你圣灵嘅带领，我哋一同祷告喺主嘅面前。
We'll sing all five stanzas and we'll pray according to the Spirit.